of time to find out what is hot and happening in the community. And of course, you know, I'm always down for Hickman Mills Cougar for Life. Well, even though there's no Cougars no more. But anyway, we have to talk about some of the things going on in the district, and particularly helping our homeless youth. I have my buddy, Miss Leslie, in the building with us. You probably saw her talk about the new project, asking the community for help to create some resources for our homeless student population. How are you doing today, Ms. Leslie?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing very well. Of course, you are the student service specialist. This is an amazing feat what you guys are doing, because homelessness with our students is just, it's so crucial to address it.
Absolutely.
Now tell us about the announcement that came this morning about the project you guys are up to.
So this morning, and actually where I'm coming from, is our call to action that we did to the community. And what we were doing was we did a call out and asking the community to rally behind this issue of trying to end homelessness in our district. And so we were looking for any and everybody that had the passion, the vision to want to help end homelessness in the Hickman Mills School District so that our children can focus on their education.
Now, from what I understand, it's called Impact Hickman, and you guys are looking to put together kind of a one-stop shop, so to speak, for homeless students to get some help?
Absolutely. It is. It is called Impact Hickman Mills, and it is going to be a one-stop shop where they will be able to get services from our backbone agency, which is Life and Full Transformation, Inc., and it's Lift, Inc., that's hosted at the Blue Hills Church.
Okay. Now, is there anything in particular, a way that the community can help? Because, you know, we have so many kids that we just want to love and let them know they're supported to get through school.
Absolutely. We need volunteers. We need people willing to donate clothes, furniture. We're taking monetary donations. We're looking for everything from food, clothing, people who are willing to teach classes that will help provide community education to our families.
Nice. Yes.
So it's a gamut of things that people can do to help volunteer and just help with this initiative.
This is huge, because you had just a little under 500 students, which is, one student is one too many, because when you're trying to go to school past class, but you don't know where you're going to sleep or you're sofa surfing, that doesn't work. So it's amazing you guys are taking on this feat. Now, Leslie, if people want to get involved, how can they do that?
People are wanting to find out more information on how they can help. They can go on Hickman Mills' website. If they go to hickmanmills.org, it's on our front page.
All right. And I'm going to make sure to post a link so our listeners can get engaged as well. Thank you so much for what you guys are doing to help, you know, my Ruskinettes, Hickmanettes in the district. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.